东西南一下地方。
I'm pleased to have my wife with me this morning.
我很高兴今天我的太太能够跟我一起来。
Recently we went to a wedding and then a wedding banquet afterwards.
最近我到参加一个婚礼，而且婚后有一起吃饭。
And at the wedding banquet, they have this little exercise where they have all the married couples come to the floor.
在这个婚礼的宴席里面，他们有让这个结婚的人都到前面来。
And then those less than a certain number of years married have to sit down.
他们就慢慢的淘汰掉那些年资比较浅的，结婚年龄比较少的。
And as they went up in years, I was noticing that there were fewer and fewer couples.
当他们一直在问说，那个年岁越来越多的年，结婚的年龄越来越多的时候，就发现越少的人留在那里。
So when they said, 25 or less, sit down. We had to sit down.
当他说结婚满25年或者不满25年的人要坐下的时候，我们就坐，轮到我们坐下了。
So that left one couple who won the prize for the that exercise.
所以最后只剩下一对夫妇，他们是结婚超过25年的，他们得到了那个奖品。
One couple had persevered longer than we had.
你知道这一对夫妇，他们就是这样坚忍的，比我们还坚忍的走过这一段结婚的年日。
I'd like to share with you a topic called perseverance with a promise.
今天我要跟大家分享一个题目，就是我对于一个应许的坚持。
As children growing up, we have defining moments in our life.
在我们长大的时候，在我们的我们在生命中就会有一些很有些重要的时刻。
And as I've shared with you before, I had a defining moment in ninth grade.
我跟大家讲过，在我九年级的时候，我有一段时间。
It was the first week of football practice.
那是第一个礼拜，我们开始有打足球。
Very small high school.
我读的学校是很小的。
My parents, as you know, owned a family business.
你们都知道我的父母，他们自己有自己的事业。
So after football practice in the morning, my friends would go home and go back to sleep.
当打完球以后，我的朋友们都回家去休息了。
But I was expected to show up at the family business.
可是我父母却希望我能够回到他的店里面去帮忙。
And I took my football shoes at the end of the week, and I took them back and laid them at my father's feet.
所以我就把我的球鞋这些东西，我就带回去，我就把它丢在我父亲的脚前。
And almost in tears, I said, I can't do this anymore.
我就很难过，流着泪跟我父亲说，我不能再这样做了。
I said, I have to quit.
我说我要放弃。
I can't do the physical exercise of football practice and come back and work.
我不能，我告诉我父亲说我受不了，我没有办法又先打完足球累得半死，然后回来又做家里的这个生意。
That was a defining moment for me when he said to me, "Don't quit."
这就是一个很重要的时刻，当我的父亲告诉我说你不可以放弃。
He didn't say you could take the week off.
他并没有告诉我说，那这样子你就休息一个礼拜吧。
He didn't say you could go home and have a nap like the others.
他也没有告诉我说，那你就干脆回家休息一下。
All he said was, "Don't quit."
他所说的只是一句话，很简单，不要放弃。
We want to look at the life of Isaac.
我们今天我想用以撒的这个故事。
In Genesis 26.
在创世纪第26章。
And his relationship of what he has to carry in light of what his father just accomplished.
他在这一生里面，他就是要维持的一个他父亲所要所成就的一件事。
In Genesis 25, we have the death of Abraham.
在创世纪25章的时候，我们看到了亚伯拉罕已经死了。
But in Genesis 26,
到了26章
we have one of the stories of Isaac.
我们来看到了以撒的故事。
We have a problem, and then we have a promise.
在这一章里面，我们看到了虽然有问题，可是也有神的一个应许。
Genesis 26, verse 1.
26章的第一节。
Now there is a famine in the land besides the earlier famine of Abraham's time, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次的饥荒，那时又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉尔去，到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里。
The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live.
耶和华向以撒显现说，你不要向埃及去，要住我所指示你的地。
Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all of these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham.
你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔，我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all these lands, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed.
我要加增你的后裔像天上的星那么多，又要将这些地都归给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福。
Because Abraham obeyed me and kept my requirements, my commands, my decrees, and my laws.
因为亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。
So Isaac stayed in Gerar.
所以以撒就住在基拉尔。
As this chapter opens up, we find ourselves faced with a problem.
当这一章一开始的时候，我们就看到了有一个问题在那里。
It's the problem of a famine.
那里看到了有饥荒。
And it's very similar to what his father faced.
而这个饥荒跟他的父亲亚伯拉罕所碰到的是很相近的。
Just like in Abraham's time.
就像他父亲的时代一样。
But yet this time the instruction was different.
可是这一个时候神给的指示却不一样。
Same problem, but different instruction.
虽然是同样的问题，可是不一样的指示。
Said, stay in this land.
神告诉他说你要留在这个地方
which means it's a land filled with your enemies the Philistines
换句话说这个地方就是充满了你的敌人所在的地方
in verse 3 it says stay in this land for a while
而且告诉他说你要留在这地要留一阵子
God didn't tell him how long he was going to be there
神并没有告诉他说你要停留多久
we like to have our life all planned out
我们每一个人都希望有我们的生活生命里面很好的计划出来
We like to have it, we're going to do this year, we're going to do this next year, and for the next 5 years, this is what I'm going to do.
我们都会计划说这今年我做这个五年内要做这个。
Live in this land of the Philistines for a while.
而神却告诉他说你要住在这个非利士人所住的地方要住一阵子。
I have a command, but I'm not quite sure what to do with it.
我有要一个命令。我得到了一个命令，可是我并不知道要怎么做。
So the only thing I can do is trust God with the unknown.
唯一我能够做的就是把我所未知的事情交托在神的手里。
Then God communicates the same promise to Isaac that was communicated to Abraham.
所以这个时候，神就对着以撒也说了同样像亚伯拉罕说的话
I will give all these lands will confirm the oath I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky
这时候神告诉他说我仍然要使你的后裔得福我要使你的子孙都像星天上天空的云星一样的多
and he has the promise to Isaac I will be with you and will bless you
而且他告诉以撒说我要与你同在而且要赐福给你
now that's a big promise.
这是一个很大的一个应许。
So he's in the land of his enemies.
所以他活在这个充满了敌人的地图上。
He doesn't know when he gets to leave.
他根本不知道他什么时候可以离开。
He has a few promises.
他这里有了几个应许。
But he has the weight of the covenant that his father carried.
他这个时候他要做的，他必须要等待他神给他父亲的那个应许。
That means that the weight of that covenant was to rest on Isaac's shoulders just as heavy as it rested on Abraham's shoulders.
换句话说，神跟亚伯拉罕所立的那个约，现在要由以撒来承担起来，就像在亚伯拉罕的肩头上一样。
The greater the weight of the covenant, the longer the preparation of is necessary to carry that covenant.
你知道，当这个约越重的时候，这个所承担的需要的那个重担就越长久。
The more weight that a leader will carry, the longer preparation time is necessary to prepare that leader.
当一个领袖他要肩负起这个更重的一个约一个托付的时候，他就需要更长的时间来准备。
So he stays in that land.
所以他就停留在那个土地上。
He has the promise, he's going to be blessed.
他有这样的一个要蒙福的应许。
And we can get real excited about blessing.
啊，我们每次听到应许的时候，我们会很兴奋。
It's going to be increase in family.
啊，我们的家庭里面会增多。
My friends will like me.
我的朋友都会喜欢我。
My crops and my herds will increase.
What crops?
Oh, crop. Like wheat and crops. A farmer.
啊，农作。I'm sorry. Okay. 我的生产，我生产会增多。
And we discover in this passage that when God blesses you, two things happen.
我们在这一段。里面应许里面，我们看到当神应许你的时候，有两件事情发生了。
Your friends increase，
你的朋友增加。
And your enemies increase，
啊，同时你的敌人也可能增加。
There are those who just absolutely love to be around the blessing of God and they want to be around you。
啊，这些事情都是在你想要神的祝福的时候，这些事情也都在你的周围。
But there are others who, when they see God blessing you.Get jealous.
有一些人当他看到神这样赐福你的时候，他会嫉妒。
They might not be willing to admit it.
他们可能不承认。
But when you're blessed and they're not,
可是当你得福而他们没有的时候，
it causes them to be an enemy against you.
而这些人就成为你的敌人。
How do you handle that?
你要怎么来处理这个事呢？
We're going to look at that.
我们来看一看。
In verses 12 through 24, we have what we call the process.
在12节一直到24节，我们看到了这个过程。
First, we had the problem.
首先我们看到有问题来了。
Then we had the promise.
我们也看到有应许。
Now, we're looking at the process.
现在我们来看怎么处理这个过程。
Verse 11.
第11节。
I'm sorry, verse 12.
12节。
Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他。
The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy.
他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。
He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him.
他有羊群、牛群，又有许多的仆人，非利士人就嫉妒他。
So all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up, filling them with earth.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所挖的井，非利士人全都塞住，填满了土。
Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Move away from us. You have become too powerful for us."
亚比米勒对以撒说，你离开我们去吧，因为你比我们强盛得多。
So Isaac moved away from there and encamped in the valley of Gerar and settled there.
以撒就离开那里，在基拉尔谷支搭帐篷，住在那里。
Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died, and he gave them the same names his father had given them.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后就塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，人照他父亲所叫那些井的名字。
Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there.
以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。
But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdmen and said, "The water is ours." So he named the well Esek because they disputed with him.
基拉尔的牧人以撒的牧人争竞说，这水是我们的，以撒就给那井名叫埃瑟，因为他们和他相争。
Then they dug another well, but they quarreled over that one also, so he named it Sitna.
以撒的仆人又挖了一口井，他们又为这井争竞，因此以撒给这井起名叫西提拿。
He moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, "Now the Lord has given us room,And we will flourish in the land."
以撒离开那里，又挖了一口井，他们不为这井争竞了，他就给那井起名叫利和伯。他说：“耶和华现在给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这地昌盛。”
This is the process.
这就是一个过程。
Isaac is blessed by God just as he promised.
以撒他现在兴盛了，就像神所应许他的一样。
But he's being rejected by the envious Philistines.
可是这里我们看到他也被他的敌人嫉妒他的敌人 来逼迫。
Because of the blessing, he needs to find a source of water for the,for the herds that have increased.
因为神给他这么多的祝福，这么多的农产，所以他必须去挖找一个井水 来滋润。
Water is life and death issue.
你知道水它就是在决定生跟死的东西。
You have to have water.
你必须要有水。
Without it, you die.
如果没有水的话，你会死。
The Philistines knew that.
腓力斯人很清楚知道。
So they tried to cut off his source of supply.
所以腓力斯人他们就把他的这个生命的水要阻绝。
But Isaac, understanding that he has a promise from God,
以撒他清楚地知道他有神的应许。
He cannot go to Egypt like his father did.
他不可能像他父亲一样再下埃及去。
Says, I have to find water.
因此他说我必须要找到水。
So he dug.
所以他就做了。
And then they quarreled over.
他挖了一个井，可是牧人吵架。
That's a lot of work.
真的花了好多的心血。
So he dug another one.
所以他们又去挖另外一口井。
And they fought over that one.
结果又来跟他吵架。
Now, by the time you dig the second one, you're beginning to wonder, did I hear God correctly?
当你要再去挖第二口井的时候，你可能心里就在那里讲了，我有没有听错神的话？
I think he said,Go to the land of the Philistines, but maybe I didn't hear correctly.
他好像说你要到腓力斯人的那个地去啊，我恐怕搞不清楚，我没听清楚。
So when the circumstances don't agree with what God tells you, we begin to question what God tells us.
当这个环境有了困难，我们就会开始在怀疑说神到底是跟我什么应许呢？
I appreciated the chorus that we sang a few moments ago.
我刚刚很喜欢我们刚刚唱的年轻人唱的诗歌。
About hearing God's voice.
那你说到我要听到主的声音。
And to be able to hear it clearly and confidently.
为了要那样子清楚的而且有信心的听得懂。
Without confusion, because God will allow us to be tested on what He told us.
而且我要不要心里面没有那个混淆，而我能够因为神要我们很清楚的听到他所说的话。
In verse 18, it says Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham.
所以十八节里面说到以撒他就重新挖了他父亲那个时候所挖的井。
Perhaps it's a little easier to reopen a well than it is to dig one from the beginning.
有时候我们去挖一个新的井可能比那个去挖重新把旧的再弄出来要简单一点。
I don't know for sure.
我也不确定。
But the first thing he did was reopen his father's wells.
那么他要做的事情就是重新去把他父亲的井挖出来。
Now, if it wasn't for those Philistines, they would still be open.
可是对这些腓力斯人来讲，他们仍然是一个重挖的井。
Then he digs his own well.
所以他就挖了他自己的井。
The first one called Esek.
第一个井的名字叫做埃瑟。
Which means a dispute or argument.
那里这个名字就叫做相争的意思。
But the second one, you can tell, is a little more intense.
第二个井的名字就更紧张了。
Because the second one is called Sitna.
因为第二个名字的名字叫做西提拿。
Which means opposition.
那就是讲到为敌。
Now, this Hebrew word that is translated Sitna comes from another Hebrew word, Satan.
你知道这个希提拿这个希伯来字它是从另外一个字叫做撒旦撒旦这个字过来的。
It's where we get the English word Satan.
这个字也就是今天我们所说的撒旦魔鬼的这个字。
You can begin to see that the intensity is increasing.
你这里你看到了他们中间紧张的关系是越来越厉害。
This is not just an argument.
这现在不是只是一个普通的吵架。
This is warfare.
这里变成一场征战。
And we have to fight to survive.
而这个征战你必须打，你才能存活。
One of the things I remember as a child.
我想起我小时候的一件事情。
Is that my parents' house had a well in the backyard.
在我父母的家的后院里面有一口井。
And my father could tell that the well needed to be changed, when the pump ran longer than necessary.
他知道说这个井什么时候需要来改变，而且这个抽水的机器可以用得长一点。
So he called a man who has a well drilling machine.
所以他就叫了一个挖井的人来。
Drives in the truck.
所以他们就开了一个大卡车。
They dig 2 feet of dirt to remove the dirt off from the cap.
所以他们就从那个井的上面，他们就拿走了2尺的土。
They take off the cap.To the well.
他们再把那个井的盖子打开。
And then they back up a big machine with a very tall tower.
他们就来了，那个车子就拿了很大的那个柱子来到那里。
They take the equipment and they grab on to the end of the pipe.
他们就用了机器，他们把那个管子就摆进去。
And then the machine, how do I describe this? The machine, inch by inch, begins to pull the pipe up by pounding on it.
他们就在那个井呢，他们要 pounding, 他们要 You don't know how to describe, I don't know. 他们就要做工，要那个管子要在那个井里头来做。
So as this machine is running, it's pulling the pipe up inch by inch.
所以他们管子打下去以后，当这个机器发动的时候，他们要把那个管子一寸一寸的提起来。
I think every pipe is about 20 feet long.
所以每一个那个管子差不多有20尺长。
And it takes hours to pull these segments of pipe up.
为了要把这个管子要拿起来，他们花了好多个钟头。
As a little boy, I was very excited to see this big piece of machinery.
当我小男孩的时候，我很喜欢看这些机器在做工。
I'd never seen a toy this big.
我从来没有看过有这么大的一个玩具。
And the first hour was fascinating.
第一个小时实在是很刺激。
The second hour was not quite as much fun.
第二个小时我就觉得没那么好玩了。
And the third hour, my head was pounding from the noise.
所以到了第三个钟头，我就没办法。
They bring up the pipe. There's a point on the end.
把这个管子拿上来的时候，他们看到在这个管的底下有一个记号。
Put on a new point.
他们就摆了一个新的尖的那个头。
And then reverse the process. They pound the pipe back.I think 75 feet down.
他们装了这个新的头砖头以后，他们把这个管子再往下面下去75尺
，inch by inch，
一寸一寸的挖下去。
It takes about a day and a half to do the whole process.
他们大概花了一天半才能够做这件事情。
And then, when he's finished, the well runs, the pump runs the way it's supposed to.
当这样子做完了以后，我们的那个抽水机就开始可以工作了。
We can replace the point on a well in a day and a half.
我们可以在一天半以后，我们可以把这个砖头那个管子下面的那个砖头可以换过来。
But how long does it take Isaac to dig a well by hand?
可是你想过没有？当以撒那个时候，他是用手去挖的。
You say it's easy. He has all of his workers do it for him.
你可能说那不难呐，因为他有很多的工人。
But to dig a well, maybe 75 or 100 feet deep.
可是你知道要挖一个井，可能要75尺、100尺那么深。
I'm thinking, I'm guessing, maybe 2 weeks.
我想如果用人工挖的话，可能要2个礼拜。
Who wants to volunteer to go down that hole to keep digging?
有没有谁愿意自愿到那个下面那个深洞里面去挖呢？
What if my friends go for lunch and they forget I'm down there?
那如果我下去了，我的朋友去吃饭，我忘记我在下面了呢
？And say, hey, pick up the buckets, more dirt.
我如果告诉他们说，赶快把这个桶子提上去，我有的土。
Hello,
叫 Hello.
Probably 2 to 3 weeks.
可能要搞2-3个礼拜。
And then the enemies come and steal it.
做完了。敌人来 把它拿走了。
Have you ever had anything stolen?
你有没有什么东西被人家偷走过的经验？
Ever had a car stolen?
你的车子有没有曾经被人家偷过？
We don't like things being stolen.
我们都不喜欢我的东西被偷走。
It's our property.
那是我的东西。
God said, Isaac, stay in the land.
可是神却告诉以撒说你要留在这里。
Reopened his father's wells.
再去重新打开你父亲的井。
Dug his own wells.
你自己挖自己的井。
And they said, no, that's ours.
可是我的敌人，他的敌人说，不，那个是我的。
Second time.
第二次来了。
Same thing all over again.
同样的事情发生。
This is warfare.
你知道这是一场征战。
Do you question the experience, or do you question what God said to you?
你到底是对你生活中所碰到的问题，你起了疑问呢，还是你对神所应许你的，你起了疑问？
Or do you copy what somebody else did?
或者你是照着你去仿效别人所做的事情？
Isaac said, "I had enough. I'm going to Egypt."
所以以撒说，够了，我受够，我要到埃及去。
But he stayed.
可是以撒没有这样做，他就停留在那个地方。
First one got stolen.
第一个是被人家偷走了。
Second one got stolen.
第二个井又被人家拿走了。
Digs the third one.
他挖第三口井。
And when he's finished.
当他完工的时候。
Now the Lord has made room for us.
这个时候神开始给了他有空间。
In verse 24, says that night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham.
当夜耶和华向他显现说，我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并要为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故，使你的后裔繁多。
Sometimes we misunderstand the promises of God.
很多的时候，我们对神的应许。
Sometimes we misunderstand the blessings of God.
对神的应许有错误的了解，而且对神的给我们的祝福也不明白。
And we think this should be very easy.
而我们都认为那个是很简单的。
I was preaching in this passage last year.
去年我讲过同样的信息。
And in the middle of the message, the Holy Spirit asked me a question.
而在讲的当中的时候，圣灵提醒我。
He said, "Do you see the perseverance?"
圣灵告诉我说，你看到那个坚忍的吗？
I went, "I do now."
我那个时候没有，可是我现在我知道。
He didn't give up after the first one. Didn't give up after the second one.
他第一次碰到困难的时候，第二次碰到困难的时候，他都没有看到。
He didn't give up.
可是他没有放弃。
Now we're not talking about people who have an idea and they persevere in that idea.
这里我们不是讲说。一个人他有了一个很好的构想，而他就坚持地做他的这个构想。
We're talking about a person who has heard from the Lord.
而我们现在讲的是这个人他听到了神所给他的话。
And it's an issue of obedience or disobedience.
现在我们讲的问题是在你要顺服或者不顺服。
It's obedience to stay, it's disobedience to go.
你到底是要顺服神的话，你留下来呢，还是要不顺服就离开？
Isaac chose to stay.
以撒他选择了留在当地。
He persevered.
他坚韧的。
He didn't give up.
他并没有放弃。
There's five principles I want to share with you this morning.
所以我要从这里面有五个原则，我跟弟兄姊妹分享。
First one is to dig your own well.
第一个原则是你要自己挖井。
Anytime that a younger brother or sister goes to Bible school or seminary, I have one piece of advice.
很多的时候，当年轻的弟兄姊妹他们去上神学院的时候，我就总是给他们一个劝勉。
I say every teacher in that school is like a well.
我就告诉他们说，每一个老师在那个神学院的老师都像是一口井。
You can draw from those wells.
你可以挖这些井。
When you come to the service this morning, you can draw from this well.
你今天你来我们这个聚会的时候，你也可以从这个聚会里面得到你的供应。
But it's absolutely essential that every believer dig their own well.
可是很重要的一个事情就是，每一个信徒你自己必须要去挖这个井。
To have your own source of supply.
你自己得到你自己属灵的供应。
To recognize that it's a life and death issue.
而且自己能够分得出来什么是生什么是死的问题。
And that you must dig your own well.
你最重要的是你必须要自己能够挖井。
Many times we go to work in the morning.
很多的时候我们早上去上班。
We have not spent any time at the well.
而我们一点都没有花功夫在井旁。
And we wonder why we're spiritually dehydrated through the day.
而我们就会很奇怪，为什么我今天一天我的灵里面的光景就是这样的无力。
是 not condemnation.
那并不是一个我没有意思要定罪大家。
But God has given us a well to draw from.
可是神确实是给了我们每一个人都有一口井，我们自己要去挖。
And to draw from that well.
而且从那个井里面得到供应。
So when a student goes to Bible school or seminary, I exhort them, dig your own well.
所以当有人要去圣经学校读书的时候，我总是劝勉他们，你自己要会挖井。
Get your own answers from God.
你自己要从神的话里面得到答案。
Go into the closet and learn how to hear God's voice.
而且你必须要自己到了你的内室里面去，你要学习怎么听主的声音。
Because when you get out in the ministry of your own,
因为当你出来，你到福音的工厂的时候，
you can either copy the messages that you've heard for the previous years.
你也可以第一个，你可以从你去把人家讲过的信息你重新讲一遍。
Or if you have dug your own well, you can get your own.
或者你自己能够挖井得到你自己的信息。
When you dig your own well, you can expect conflict and resistance from the enemy.
当你挖井的时候，你一定要期待会知道说会有冲突来的。
I guarantee it.
我保证你一定会碰到这些难处。
You will have to fight to be able to dig that well.
而你为了要挖井，你一定会面临征战。
And you need to have an attitude that says, "This is life and death."
而你必须要有一个正确的观念说，这是一个生跟死的一个征战。
And I will keep digging until I have one that I can call my own.
而我必须要坚持的一直挖下去，直到我得到我自己的井。
Number two,
第二点
reopen your father's wells.
要重新去挖开你父亲的那口井。
Not only your own well, who are the spiritual fathers in your life?
不但你自己挖你自己的井，而且你要正视谁是你在属灵的带领者。
I'm not talking about going back to the 17 and 1800s.
我没有，我的意思不是在讲说你再回到教会历史里面十七、十八世纪的。
That's the great, great, great grandfathers.
那个是我们的属灵上面很长远的祖先们。
And it's okay. We should look at those church fathers in church history.
当我们从教会的历史里面来学习这些属灵的伟人的时候，是很好的。
But look at the spiritual fathers among us who.Have not even gone to be with the Lord yet.
可是我现在要提的就是，你必须要在我们中间那些还没有被主提去的那些人中间来找你属灵的榜样。
What are the principles that they have lived their life by?
你要看他们在他们生活中间他们所有的原则是怎么样。
Isaac understood something.
以撒很清楚的知道一些事。
Not only was he going to live in his own generation.
他很清楚知道，他不但他自己在那个世代，他要活。
He was going to carry with him the wells that had been dug in the previous generation and bring it with him.
他也很清楚知道，他必须把他的父亲那个时代所挖的井带到他的这一个时代来。
I think one of the wells that has been dug in the previous generation of my mentors.
我现在想起来。就是在我的属灵里面带领我的人，他的那个井是什么？
Is a well of personal sacrifice.
包那个带领了我的人，他的那口井让我看到，就是他那样的很愿意为人牺牲他个人的活计。
I look at some of my mentors.
我回想那些带领我的人
，or disciples, and
或者那些训练我的人。
And when they were young,
当他们年轻的时候
，packed up their family and moved to Africa.
哦，他们把他们整个家庭举家就迁到了非洲去。
And invested 11 years of their life.
他们花了11年的时间在那里。
Raised their children in that country.
他们在那些贫穷的国家里面把他们的孩子养大。
And then came back 11 years later with only one visit in between.
11年以后他们再回来，其中中间11年中只回来了一次。
Today's missionaries seem to come home every year.
今天的这些宣教士好像每年都可以 来回。
And that's very convenient. I don't want to take that away from them.
我知道这很方便，我也希望他们这样做。
But he came home two times in 11 years.
可是他在我的那个带领我的人，他11年里面只回来两次。
When they came back, their children were half grown.
他们回来的时候孩子已经长大。
That's something that when I look in my own generation, I ask myself the question, do I have that kind of personal sacrifice?
当我看到这些情榜样的时候，我就问我自己，到底我是不是有那样个人那样对神的那样的委身。
The fellowship that I belong to is a fellowship of ministers and missionaries.
这些当我跟这些宣教士有交谈的时候。
And the eldership of that fellowship, the older ones is turning the leadership over to the younger elders.
我也看到那些年长的带领人，他们把他们的这个带领的职分交托给下一代的时候。
And before the younger elders move forward in leadership of this fellowship,
而当我年轻的接班人他们要往前走的时候，
they ask themselves the question, what wells has the previous generation dug?
他们总要问一个问题，就是到底我的上一代他们挖了什么样的井。
We want to identify those wells and bring that with us.
而我必须要确认，知道说前一代人所挖的是怎么样井，我要认同它，而且带着这个井到我的这一个世代来。
What do you think was going through Isaac's mind when he reopens his father's wells?
你们有没有想过，当这个以撒他去挖他父亲曾经挖过的井的时候，他心里面在想什么？
What was one of the significant events in the life of Isaac when his father was still alive?
他有没有想到，当他父亲还活着的时候，他有了什么样子的事情发生
？Do you remember when Isaac was bound hand and foot？
你们记得当以撒他被他的手脚被绑起来的时候吗
？Father, where is the sacrifice？
当他问到他父亲说：“爸爸，到底那个献祭的羊羔在哪里
？”Isaac was going to be the sacrifice.
以撒他自己就要成为这个祭物。
I believe one of the things that was going through Isaac's mind as he was digging those wells.
我很相信，当以撒在重新挖他父亲的这口井的时候。
Was the memory of his father placing him on the altar?
他会想起来，就是他的父亲曾经把他摆在祭坛上。
His father was willing to obey God's voice at any cost.
而他的父亲就是这样的，愿意遵行神的命令，而不计任何的代价。
And when Isaac recognizes that he is carrying the same covenant as his father.
而当以撒他明白说他就是承袭了他父亲同样的那个约的时候
，He recognizes he needs that very same attitude.
他也很清楚的知道他必须要有像他父亲那样的一个态度。
I will obey the voice of the Lord at any cost.
我必须要遵守信守神的听从神的话，不计任何的代价。
What did the Lord tell Isaac?
神到底跟以撒说了什么话呢？
He said, "Stay in this land."
他说留在这个 地图上。
Well, how long?
到底要留多久？
He didn't say.
神没有说。
Until.
一直等到。
One of the greatest expressions of faith is to obey what God has said to you.
信心最伟大的表现就是你遵从神所告诉你的话。
When you first hear whatever God says to you, make sure that it's God.
当你最清楚、最一开始听到有声音跟你说的时候，你要很确信那是神跟你说的。
Last year, I was walking from our home to church.
去年有一次我从家走到教会。
And I was thinking about the life situation.
我就在想到了很多生活上的情形。
And I was thinking about Abraham.
我就想到了亚伯拉罕。
I was thinking about the church.
我也想到了教会。
I was thinking about our life at the church.
我也想到我在教会中的生活。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, all I have, and when I said that, I want it to get the picture. I'm just going to use a penny.
我现在要用一个这个小钱，我来让大家知道说什么。
I'm going to put a penny in my hand to represent the promise.
我把这个钱摆在我手上，这个、好像代表是神给我的一个应许。
And I say, God, all I have is a promise.
我跟神说，神啊，我所有的就是你给我的应许。
And what I meant by that was, I want to see fruit.
可是我真的要看你给我的什么果子。
And the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
圣灵就这样提醒我。
And he said, what did Abraham have?
他说亚伯拉罕到底有什么呢？
All Abraham had was a promise.
亚伯拉罕所有的只是就是一个应许。
If it's good enough for Abraham, it's good enough for me.
如果这个应许可以对亚伯拉罕是那样的好，那么对我也是一样适用。
Now I still haven't seen the fruit that I believe God has promised.
今天到今天我还没有看到神要给我的所让我在我的侍奉上所结出来的果子，可是我相信神有这个应许。
But that's okay.
所以无所谓。
Because God keeps his promises.
因为神他总是坚守他的约。
The third principle,
第三个原则
is to persevere in faith.
就是我在信心中的坚韧。
We can spend so much time focusing on our enemies.
我们很多的时候，我们会把我们的注意力都摆在我们的敌人身上。
Oh, those Philistines.
这些非利士人。
Let me tell you about the Philistines.
让我跟你讲讲这些人，非利士人是有多麻烦。
Does anybody want to hear my story?
有没有人要听我来讲我的故事？
Nobody wants to hear your story.
可能没有人要听。
Does anybody want to know how much pain I'm in?
有没有人要听我到底受了多少苦呢？
Can I find one person to listen to my story?
有没有人要听我的故事？
Isaac, go back home.
人家就跟以撒说你回家吧。
But oh, my back is hurting.
可是你知道我的背很痛。
You don't understand.
你不明白。
They stole my first well.
他们把我的第一口井拿走了。
And then they had the nerve to steal my second well.
他们竟然又来搞掉我第二口井。
Do you know how much my back hurts?
你知道我的背有多痛吗？
We get so focused on our enemies.
多少的时候，我们的注意力都是摆在我们敌人的身上。
We get so focused on the loss of wells.
我们真的就看到我们丢掉了多少勺口井。
That we lose sight of the promise.
而我们就丢掉了我们对那个神给我的应许的那个眼光。
And we end up in our own self-pity.
结果我们就落在一个自怜的当中。
Last year, I looked for another pastor to listen.
去年我碰到了碰到了一个牧者。
It was tough to find.
实在很难去找他。
Nobody wanted to listen.
很没有人要听。
Some gave me some good advice.
有人给我一些很好的建议。
They said, grow up.
他们说长大。
I agreed, I needed to grow up.
我必须承认我必须成长。
But that didn't relieve my pain.
可是根本呢不解决我的痛苦。
Very, very few people wanted to listen.
今天真的很少人愿意真的听我们说话。
We focus on the promise, don't focus on the pain.
我们必须定睛在神给我的应许上面，而不是把眼睛老是看在我的痛苦上面。
Obey the command, stay in this land.
我必须要遵敬、坚持、遵行神的命令，我要停留在这块地图上。
And believe that God will bring it to pass.
我知道神会把这个事带过去。
How long do we stay in this place?
到底我要在这个地方停留多久？
Until.
一直要等到。
Until when?
等到什么时候呢？
Until God has dug a well of perseverance in your own life.
直到神在你的生命中，神挖了一口你坚忍的那个井。
Now, I'm not talking about persevering through a good idea. I'm talking about persevering on the promise of God.
我并不是说我在我的那个理想上面我去坚忍下去，而是我是说我在我们必须在神给我的应许上面我坚忍下去。
Fourth principle.
第四个原则。
God's solution changes from generation to generation.
神要做事的给问题的那个解决的方法是每一代不同的。
Abraham's generation had a famine.
在亚伯拉罕的时代有这个饥荒。
Isaac's generation had the same problem, another famine.
以撒的年代里面同样有饥荒。
The solution for Abraham was go to Egypt.
对亚伯拉罕来讲，他到埃及去。
The solution for Isaac was don't go to Egypt.
可是对以撒的解决的办法是不要到埃及去。
Go to Gerar.
你到基拉尔。
The principle is we need to find out what God is saying to our own generation.
所以问题在这里，我们必须亲自发现神要给我的答案是什么。
Don't just copy what God said in the previous generation.
我不要老是去抄以前的答案。
As you dig your own well, find out what God is saying to you in your own generation.
当我在挖井的时候，我必须要挖出来神到底给我这一个时代里面的答案是什么。
See, the problem is the same from generation to generation.
你知道这个问题从历代来都是一样的问题。
But the method to solve the problem has to come from the heart of God for each generation.
可是要解决问题的这个方法必须要从神那里来。
Now Isaac was not independent.
以撒他并不是一个完全独立的人。
He reopened his father's wells.
他把他父亲的井打开来。
And I believe he remembered his father's obedience to God's word.
而他在挖他父亲的井的时候，他想到了他父亲对神的那个。
He said that, that's something I have to take with me from my father's generation.
而他知道说我必须从我父亲的那个时代所有的东西我要带来给我自己。
In later years, we find that Saul and David have a similar problem.
过了后面的日子里面，我们看到了扫罗跟大卫也有同样的事情。
They have this person called Goliath.
在大卫的年代里面有这个哥利亚这个人来了。
Saul is used to fighting a certain way.
而扫罗他打仗有他的方式。
So Saul gives David his armor.
所以他就叫大卫来，他把他自己穿的盔甲给了大卫。
Now picture this.
我们可以想想看。
Here's a little shepherd boy.
现在有一个很小的一个牧羊的孩子。
In Saul's armor.
他穿着那个扫罗的大盔甲。他这样子走。
Doesn't work.
没办法，没，真的没办法做。
He's used to a slingshot and a stone.
他以前这个牧羊的孩子，他用的是那个弹弓，那个绳子。
And David has to tell Saul, I can't use these.
他必须要告诉扫罗说我没办法用你的东西。
The problem was solved in faith.
这个问题就是说怎么是source in faith
solved resolved
这就是信心的结果。
The problem was the same
问题是一样。
But the method changed from David's generations the method for David was different than the method for Saul.
但是大卫要用的方法跟扫罗用的方法是不一样的。
Find out what God is doing, and then do it.
所以我们要去发现神到底要怎么做，然后我们就去做。
The last principle.
最后一个原则
is in Genesis 26.
在创世纪二十六章
verses 26 to 31.
二十六到三十一。
And I think this part is what makes the whole story come together.
而这一个部分就把整个我们今天讲的故事全部摆在一起了。
Verse 26, meanwhile, Abimelech had come to him from Gerar with Ahuzath, his personal advisor, and Phicol, the commander of his forces. Isaac asked them, Why have you come to me, since you were hostile to me and sent me away?
亚比米勒同他的朋友亚夫撒和他的军长菲戈从基拉尔来见以撒。以撒对他们说，你们既然恨我，打发我走了，为什么到我这里来呢？
They answered, We saw clearly that the Lord was with you. So we said, There ought to be a sworn agreement between us and you. Let us make a treaty with you.
他们说，我们明明地看见耶和华与你同在，便说，不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约。
That you will do us no harm, just as we did not molest you, but always treated you well and sent you away in peace. And now you are blessed by the Lord.
使你不害我们，正如我们未曾害你，一昧的厚待你，并且打发你平平安安的走，你是蒙耶和华赐福的了。
Isaac then made a feast for them, and they ate and drank. Early the next morning, the men swore an oath to each other. Then Isaac sent them on their way, and they left him in peace.
以撒就为他们设摆宴席，他们便吃了喝了。他们清早起来，彼此起誓。以撒打发他们走，他们就平平安安地离开他走了。
Now notice how the Philistines downplayed the problem.
我们现在来看这个腓力斯人，他们是怎么样来反过来来看这个问题。
Isaac was trying to remind them, "Listen, you were rude to me."
这时候当以撒想要告诉他们说，你们到底为什么对我这么的不好
？Your people stole my wells.
你的人夺了我的井。
You basically kicked me out of this territory. I had to move to another territory.
这就是你就是想要告诉我说，你要把我踢出去，要让我到别的地方。
But it was still in the location that God had said to live.
可是这个地方还是在神的范围里面。
Notice the direction.
我们注意到这个。
In this part of the story, Isaac's enemies are coming to him.
你注意，在这个故事里面是以撒的敌人向着他来。
Here's the principle.
这里有了一个原则。
When you walk in the fear of God,
当你在神的工厂里面要走的时候
，ultimately God will cause your enemies to walk in the fear of God.
你要知道，当你神最后总会让你的敌人会因着最后会敬畏神。
Let me say it again.
让我再说一遍。
When you walk in the fear of God,
当你在敬畏，如果你是真的敬畏的与主同行
，ultimately God causes your enemies to walk in the fear of God.
最后，他的结果一定会也使你的敌人他们也敬畏神。
But you had to go through a time of testing before you got there.
可是当你要得到这个结果的以前，你必须要经过很多的试验。
I like this last one.
我很喜欢这个最后的这一段。
This makes the whole chapter worthwhile.
因为这一段就把整章的故事就有了一个结论。
God took Isaac through the fire.
当神他带领着以撒，他经过了这些试炼。
He couldn't focus on himself.
他没有办法，只是专注到自己。
He couldn't run away to Egypt. That would be disobedient.
他也可以就是跑到埃及去。
He had to do what he knew he had to do.
而以撒他要做的就是他确定知道他要做什么。
I don't hear him complain. I don't hear Isaac complaining about.God allowing his enemies to take away the first two wells.
在这里我们没有看到以撒他抱怨说他的敌人把他的两口井都拿走了。
But when they had the third one, for now the Lord has made room for us.
而当他有了第三个井的时候，神这时候给了我们 更多的空间。
Isn't God good?
你有没有想到啊，神是真的是这么的好吗？
You see, while Isaac was digging water, wells of water,
我们在想这个以撒他在这里挖井要得水。
God was digging wells of perseverance.
可是以撒他自己在那里挖那个物质的井，可是神在这里却在以撒的身上要挖一口坚韧的井。
Last year, I was in a time where I was rather discouraged.
去年我有一段很困难、很失望、灰心的时间。
And some friends of ours are real estate brokers.
而我的有一些做房屋买卖的朋友。
I think most of you remember my undergraduates in computer science.
你们或许都知道了，我以前读大学的时候，我是电脑是我的专业。
And in some ways, I try to keep up.
我总是。总是尽量的使我维持的仍然懂这一行的事。
The consultant that he had for his real estate business left the company.
而我的这个朋友，他的那个替他做这些做资讯的这个人离开了。
And the consulting company for his website was trying to find a replacement.
所以他的网络的这个资讯公司呢，他们就想找一个人来取代这个位置。
And the project was stuck in between two different web hosting systems.
而这个他们正在做的这个工作呢，就没办法解决，就在两个网站中间就停在那里。
It was a little bit of a mess.
实在是搞得很乱。
So he says, Wendell, can you help me?
所以他就来问我说，我愿不愿意帮忙他。
I said, okay.
我说好啊。
So I found some software.
所以我就找到了一些电脑的软件。
No cost.
一点都没花我什么钱。
I built a web server at home.
我就在家里面就把这个网站的伺服器我就做起来了。
Installed the software.
而且我把这个软件摆进去。
Went to his office.
我就到他的办公室。
I said, "This is what I think you can." Pursue.
So I 就告诉他说，你看，我想你应该买这个。
But while I was going through this process, I discovered I was enjoying this project a little too much.
当我到他的办公室去的时候，我发现我自己好像做这个太喜欢做这样的事。
I mean, I still wanted to serve faithfully at the church.
一方面，我还是愿意在教会里面来服侍。
But I thought, boy, this is fun.
可是我同时我又觉得，哎呀，做这个实在蛮好玩的。
And so I talked to my wife about it.
所以我就跟我的太太讲了。
I said, I'm a little concerned.
我现在有点考虑。
We need to set some boundaries.
我想我们必须要我自己应该要有一个范围。
Of what we will do for him, what we will not do for him.
我要限制我自己，我要知道说我为这个朋友该做什么，不该做什么。
Because I knew God did not release me to be his full-time consultant.
我很清楚知道神在这个时候还没有叫我说去替他全时间的替那个朋友做事。
Just a project for a friend.
这个只是我为他做的一小部分的一个 project.
So together we decided the boundaries.
所以我跟我的太太就我们自己又决定了我的界限在哪里。
And so I did the demonstration in his office.
所以我在那个朋友的办公室里面，我跟他示范了怎么用。
And he said, "Oh, I really like this."
他说我真是太棒，我喜欢这个。
This is what I need.
这就是我要的。
I said, "Okay, here's all the information. When you find your new consultant, give him this information."
所以我就告诉他说，这就是你如果找到新的人来的时候，这就是他所需要的东西。
That way, I didn't run the risk of leaving promises that God had already given me.
我这样做，我就没有把自己摆在一个冒险里面，就是说，神给我的应许，我就失去了。
See, part of the test is when your enemies are up against you.
你知道，有时候当你的敌人来抵挡你的时候，
There's a temptation to do an alternative.
这里就有一个引诱，就是让我可以从另外一个方式来做。
Same thing with Peter.
对彼得来讲一样。
He went back fishing.
他又回去打鱼了。
But he was called to be a fisher of men.
可是他却神给他的应许是说，他要成使你成为得人如得鱼的渔夫。
When you feel like you have no future, you're tempted to go back to your past.
当你感到你好像前面没有路的时候，你正好落在一个试探当中，就是你要回去走你的老路。
In spite of what God has said to you, when you feel that there is no future, the temptation is to go back to your past.
你知道你有时候没有看到神给你的应许，你觉得你前面没有路走的时候，你的引诱就是叫你要回头去走你以前的老路。
If you believe the promise that God gave you, you know you have a future.
可是当你如果真的相信神给你的应许的时候，你要知道你是前面绝对有路的。
But if you don't believe,
可是你如果不相信的话，
It's too easy to go back to the past.
那实在是你再走回去用你自己的方法，那是太简单了。
This is something I trust that you will be able to take home with you.
我相信今天我给了你们一些可以带回家的东西。
And I think this last one is the one that makes it all worthwhile.
我知道这个最后的这一段使得整个今天整个信息。你可以得到一个结论。
How long was Isaac supposed to stay?
到底以撒他应该要停留多久呢？
Until God finished digging his well of perseverance.
一直到神在以撒的身上凿了那口坚忍的井。
In a society, in a generation where people want to give up so easily.
今天在我们这个活的世代里面，我们许多人都太容易就放弃一些事。
God is looking for men and women.
可是今天神要寻找一些人
who will believe His promises.
他们是相信神的应许
and not give up.
而不是那么轻易就放弃的
because there is a covenant that they need to be able to carry through to the end.
因为曾经有一个这样的一个约，他必须要一直的执行下去
because Isaac.Qualified himself to be able to carry his father's covenant.
因为以撒他自己，他能够肩负他自己有这个资格来肩负他父亲所承担的这个约。
You and I have the blessings of Abraham by faith today.
因着以撒这样的顺服，所以我们今天可以承受神给亚伯拉罕的福气。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we ask that you would forgive us for the times that we have disqualified ourselves.
神啊，我们求你原谅我们，赦免我们很多的时间，我们自己实在是不够资格。
When we looked at Hebrews 11, we saw Abraham's name and Isaac's name.
当我们看希伯来书十一章，我们看到亚伯拉罕的名字，看到以撒的名字。
And we said, Lord, we are not like them.
我们常常说，哇，我不像他们。
And we disqualified ourselves.
我们自己把自己认为不够资格了。
But Lord, this morning, right here, you have Abraham's.
主啊，今天就在这个时候，你得到了许多的亚伯拉罕。
You have Isaac's.
你也得到了许多的以撒。
You have men and women of faith.
你在这里得到了许多敬畏你的年轻的男女。
That you're building and you're digging and building your perseverance in them.
你在他们的身上，你要挖一口这个坚忍的井。
Lord, I ask that you would pour out your blessing upon them.
神啊，我在这里求主你把你的祝福倾倒在他们身上。
That they would not be surprised when their enemies react to that blessing.
所以当他们看到他们的敌人这样子对着这样的祝福有反应的时候，他们不会惊奇。
But would take forward the principles of the previous generation.
他们能够汲取他们前一代有的那样的属灵的教训
as well as the principles of their own generation
而且他们也真的能够汲取他们自己这个世代里面的属灵的原则
and run in both of them
而且能够把这两个都摆在一起
Lord we thank you for multiple generations here
神啊我感谢你在这个在我们当中有不同的年代的人
we thank you for the sharing of responsibility
我们也感谢你在我们中间可以彼此的分享，而且彼此的承担。
We thank you for the bridge that you have built between generations.
我们感谢你在我们不同的世代中间，你所搭建起来的桥梁。
And ask that you would cause your congregation, your people to prosper and to flourish in this place.
我们真的求主你在这一个地方，你让你的子民能够在这里昌盛，能够壮大。
Grace them and strengthen them.
你真是给他们给他们。力量
and pour out your spirit upon them, we pray.
而且把你的圣灵浇灌在他们身上。
We thank you in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告感恩乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。